Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When Carl Sagan said we're made of star stuff, he was referring to the elements found in most stars, such as carbon and hydrogen. He wasn't talking about the molecules that gird life. And now we know even these life-affirming molecules are found in space.
This is like a true ET moment, because it increases the chance of us either having come from elsewhere or that we are not alone.
A new study reports that all five building blocks of DNA and RNA have been found in meteorites. DNA and RNA are polymers of nucleic acids that encode our genes, and nucleic acids contain molecules called nucleobases.
Four of those bases make up the DNA: adenosine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. They're also in RNA except for thymine, which is replaced by uracil instead. For 50 years, scientists had found only half of these bases in meteorites.
Then, recently, they found all of them, which reignited the debate on how life began here. One argument against extraterrestrial life is the belief that meteors become contaminated when they strike Earth.
But in some exquisite chemistry, researchers showed that unique forms of the nucleobases called isoforms were present in the meteor, but not in the soil at the strike site.
So did these molecules of life arise in the primordial soup of organic molecules during the maturation of Earth, or did they arrive via meteors?
While we don't know enough to answer that question, we're closer to knowing the stuff of life is not unique to Earth. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.